For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. 51-year-old Chris Varner married late in life, and these days he worries a lot about losing his wife. Gay Stanley has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. She is extremely vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Honestly believe it would be the end of her if she catches it.
But Varner can't protect her. He hasn't even seen his wife in months. She's behind bars, and visitors are no longer allowed at state prisons. The 48-year-old is serving time for violating parole on a shoplifting charge. Varner says she missed a parole meeting.
This could turn into a death sentence to her, a simple, 16-month sentence turned into a death sentence.
South Carolina prisons have seen a rise recently in the number of coronavirus cases. Two inmates have died. Dozens more have tested positive. At least 50 corrections workers have had the virus. One lost their life. Varner does talk with his wife by phone, and what she tells him is concerning. She says soap and hand sanitizer are no longer available. Doctor's appointments aren't being kept. Gay Stanley was recently diagnosed with liver cancer. She needs chemotherapy.
Incarcerated people are people. They're human beings. And in this country, they are protected under the U.S. Constitution.
Allie Titus is with the American Civil Liberties Union of South Carolina. The group has filed a lawsuit in Charleston Federal Court on behalf of Varner's wife and several other inmates. The ACLU wants South Carolina to do what other states have already done: release inmates who are especially vulnerable to the virus, people over 50, those with medical conditions or disabilities.
Folks who don't pose a significant threat to public safety and really, really should not be in prison right now during this time.
The lawsuit also claims the state's prisons, with a population of roughly 17,000, are not equipped to handle a pandemic.
Department of Corrections is still grappling with a significant staffing shortage, which resulted in the deadliest prison riot in America in 25 years.
So the ACLU is asking the state to reduce the prison population with early release and parole. But the South Carolina Board of Probation, Parole, and Pardon Services is not holding hearings because of the coronavirus. The board, the governor, and the director of the Department of Corrections are named in the lawsuit. All declined to comment. The Department of Corrections has said it has no legal authority to release inmates. But medical furloughs and emergency parole hearings are possible for terminally ill inmates.
Their constitutional rights have been violated for a long time and continue to do so.
Teresa Bebo is an inmate advocate. She's heard it all, from inmates being denied medical treatment to not receiving personal protection equipment during the pandemic. She's trying to get a 59-year-old inmate with stage 4 liver cancer released.
Now he's dying. He's certainly not a threat to society at this point.
Meantime, two prisons are on quarantine, and the South Carolina National Guard has been asked to help monitor 1,600 inmates.
I'm just concerned that she's going to catch it while she's in there, and I'll never get to see her again.
Gay Stanley's sentence ends this July. Her husband wishes she didn't have to stay another day.
Oh, they're people too, and in a lot of cases are normal people that's just made a mistake in their life, you know.
He prays she doesn't pay for a nonviolent crime with her life.
She's the love of my life.
In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio. And for more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.